this is Louis J. Buckley, conductor of the Metropolitan Wind Symphony, welcoming you to this podcast preview of our winter concert on Sunday afternoon, March 3rd, 2013, at 2 o'clock. The program will take place in Lexington, Massachusetts, in Carey Hall at 1605 Massachusetts Avenue. This program, Giannini's Great Symphony, will open with our featured work, Vittorio Giannini's famed Symphony No. 3 for Concert Band. This remarkable work is both historically important and a wonderful romantic symphony. Its historical importance comes from the fact that it was an original, serious work written for wind band in 1958, when most good band music was still being transcribed from the orchestral literature. But its importance aside, it is quite simply a beautiful work. I have the particular affinity for it that comes from having learned it when I was young. I first played it in my high school band in Florida. I've conducted it for years, I still enjoy it very much, and I think you will too. We are so blessed with talented players that each year we hold a soloist contest for our members, the winner of which we present to you as a soloist in concert. This year's winner, flutist Laurie Huberman, is the first repeat winner in my 5 years with the Metropolitan Wind Symphony. Laurie will be performing Gary Schocker's beautiful three-movement work, Green Places, the original orchestral version of which you are hearing in the background. Schocker, a world-renowned flutist, is also the most prolific living composer of music for the flute. Of his music, our soloist says, "I have always enjoyed Gary Schocker's writing. It is typically tuneful, whimsical, and well-written for the flute, and I am excited to have the opportunity to play it with the Metropolitan Wind Symphony." Boysen's rousing Kirkpatrick fanfare will close the first half of the concert. Much more an Irish dance than a fanfare in the traditional sense, it will have you tapping your foot from the opening tin whistle solo, courtesy of Nicole O'Toole, to the surprise appearance, near the end, of the most famous of all Irish ballads. I have always loved Charles Ives' Country Band March, but its opening measures may have you thinking we've run off the rails. Representing the riotously unsuccessful efforts of an enthusiastic but inept country band of the type Ives' father conducted, this piece is out of tune, replete with earnestly misplaced cymbal crashes and wrong entrances by nearly everyone at one time or another. It's also characterized by song fragments that tentatively appear and disappear, usually in keys that clash. Thank you. Greg Depp, our program annotator, writes accurately and descriptively that there is rarely anything straightforward about Ives' use of his material, and the music reflects his famous techniques of poly-everything. Vincent Persichetti's classic Masquerade also goes back to my young musician days. I first performed it in college as a member of the Eastman Wind Ensemble, and this work, too, remains among my favorites. Like Giannini, Persichetti was in the vanguard of serious composers who turned to the wind band as a medium. We are very lucky he did so. Masquerade is truly a gem. Musically and technically challenging, it brings out the very best in the Metropolitan Wind Symphony's talented players, and I am very much enjoying the rehearsal process. Finally, we will close with a wonderful work by one of our favorite composers, Frank Ticelli. As you might imagine, a piece entitled Vesuvius is, well, volcanic. Envisioned as a bacchanalian dance that might have been performed during the final days of the doomed city of Pompeii, this exciting piece, characterized in the composer's words by driving rhythms, exotic modes, and quotations from the Dies Irae from the medieval Requiem Mass, is, among other things, a real romp. We love playing it, I love conducting it, and with its nonstop energy, it's a terrific piece with which to conclude a concert. As usual, I'll give a pre-concert talk at 1:30, giving you the inside scoop on the music, and I'll suggest some things to listen for in the different pieces. Once again, this concert will be on Sunday afternoon, March 3rd at 2 o'clock in Lexington, Massachusetts, in Carey Hall at 1605 Massachusetts Avenue. We invite you to learn more about the Metropolitan Wind Symphony by visiting our website at www.mws-boston.org. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join us for the concert.